Is this thing on? Davo? Is this thing on? Yeah, well, I can't see the flashing red light, so is it on? Alright, alright. Hello, welcome to my MP3 / podcast / whatever. The reason I call it that is that I don't want to just call it a podcast. Don't want to label it. Because what if you haven't got an iPod? Cutting out half your audience that way. Because everyone has got all sorts of shit these days. MP3 players. Fuck, for all I know, you could be listening to it on your home stereo. Anyway, I thought I'd start off with a few jokes, you know. Get the belly laughing. It's meant to be a comedy thing. So don't just stand around like a fucking stale bottle of piss. Get the old diaphragm rumbling, shall we? Alright, what's the difference between dog shit and niggers? When dog shit turns old, it's fucking white and gets stinking. Oh god, that's funny, isn't it? Not really very good, is it? Alright, a couple more to keep it moving. Why do niggers cry during sex? The mace. Ooh, that's bad. Not very funny, is it? Why don't sharks eat niggers? They think it's whale shit. Oh, jeez, I'm fucking wrong. Anyway, let's have a look here. How do you babysit a nigglet? Wet his lips and stick him to the wall. Hey, that actually might just work, you know. Good thinking, guys. How do you get him down? Teach him to say motherfucker. Now, that wouldn't be hard, would it? What do you call 50 niggers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. Ooh, that's a bit low. A bit below the belt. Anyway, moving right along. How do you blindfold a chink? Dental floss. That's actually... yeah, that's pretty bad. Anyway, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep the comedy coming, as they say. Why did the nigger carry a piece of shit in his wallet? Identification. Very fucking funny stuff, this. Super funny stuff. You know, it's one thing to have a crack at niggers, but, you know, there is other races around, like this one. Why do Mexican cars have those little steering wheels? So they can drive handcuffed. Now, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. You know, and, you know, not to forget the Ethiopians. How many Ethiopians can you fit in a phone booth? Fucking all of them, of course. Oh, this is wrong. But it's not my fault. I didn't write them. You're the one listening. It's your fault. Well, it's not really your fault, is it? Because you downloaded this fucking iPod-y piece of shit MP3. Who knows what he what come at you down the wire, broadband, internet, whatever. Okay, one more. We'll do one more and then we'll get on to some real chit-chat, the nitty-gritty of the comedy podcast. Okay, what did the Alabama sheriff call the nigger who had been shot 15 times? Worst case of suicide I'd ever seen. Now that is good. That is good. But listen, the people who are writing these jokes, get a bit creative, eh? You're not really going very deep. Just picking on things like the colour of their skin. Shit like that, you know. Haven't really delved too deep into, you know, where they're from, what they're feeling, you know, their heritage, and what they've had to pioneer their ways through, the struggle. You know, I mean, I don't know too much about it, but maybe the people who are writing the jokes could do a bit of research or something. You know, comedy plus education. I think it could work, you know, rather than just spewing out crazy jokes like, you know, why did God give niggers rhythm? Because he fucked up their hair, nose and lips, you know. I mean, it's funny, but only for a quick second, then you move on. You know, it's, you know, I want deeper jokes, a little bit more, depth, something to really laugh at, and then have a good think about it before you move on. Because these are just one-liners, aren't they, really? You know, I mean, like, how do you get 12 niggers in a Volkswagen? Throw in a welfare check. I mean, we've heard it before. It's still a good laugh. Don't get me wrong. I hope you're laughing. I mean, I'm having a bit of a chuckle over here. But, you know. Well, it's official. I'm out of time. So I'm going to have a chat about other stuff in my next episode. So stick around. Tune in then. For the meantime, get bent.